What's going on? Alex Pardo here, back at you with episode 389 here on the Flip Empire Show.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
How are you? How are you, my friends? Excited about hopping on another podcast here. I truly do just love what I do. Love coming on here and sharing, especially with the messages that keep coming in about the content I'm putting out and the different things that we have going on. Just genuinely thank you from the bottom of my heart for taking the time to reach out. And also for those of you who have taken a couple of minutes out of your busy day to leave a rating and review in the Apple podcast section, it really, really does help me reach more people, which is awesome. So thank you. Thank you. I mean that. So my friends, if you haven't had an opportunity to check out episode 385, it's titled Mamba Mentality, Lessons Learned from the Legend, Kobe Bryant. It's been now at the time of this recording, it's been how long now? I don't know, 3 weeks or so since the untimely, tragic passing of Kobe, his daughter, Gianna, and seven other people in that helicopter crash. And I've had an opportunity to consume a lot of content, podcast interviews of Kobe over the last year or two. And I'm struck by just how wise he was. And, a lot of the podcast episodes aren't even necessarily about basketball, but just lessons learned, experiences growing up, et cetera. And there was three things that I wrote down. I said, you know what? I don't expect people to go out there and listen to episodes or podcasts of Kobe Bryant. So I want to share with you three things that I felt were really, really valuable takeaways for me that I just wanted to come on here and share with you from different podcast episodes. And the first one is not to negotiate with yourself. Okay. Don't negotiate with yourself. And when he started talking about this, he started talking about, how at the time he was coaching his daughter's basketball team, and he would have them run sprints and have them run laps, and he could see, like, when you're putting your body through through physical stress, or when you're under, it doesn't even have to be physically, in your business, when you're going through a stressful time, or let's say in the morning, you set your alarm and it's so easy to hit the snooze button. Don't negotiate with yourself. If you have, he talked about how when he set goals at the beginning or at the end of the year, he literally signed the contract with himself. And it was done. It was etched in stone. Like, that was a commitment he made to himself. And he did not negotiate with himself. In other words, that contract was non-negotiable and there was no going back on it. And he talked about how, if you're running and you're tired, and he talked about working out on the track, it's very easy to say, oh, I won't run that extra lap. I'll just do two the next day. And that's very, very dangerous to adopt that mindset, because that'll bleed into the next day. And when you start negotiating with yourself, it's very easy to fall into that trap. And before you know it, you've gone back on your commitment and you aren't even following through, or you're just kind of doing things halfway, if that makes any sense. So don't negotiate with yourself. If you've told yourself, hey, I'm going to wake up at 5 a.m. or 4 a.m. or 6 a.m., whatever the time is, and I'm going to go work out, do it. Don't let anything get in your way. He talked about how times, he was going through some sort of physical ailment, his knee, his ankle, his shoulder, and how he would push through it. Now, you got to be smart about it. You don't want to do it to the point where you're going to injure yourself. But the point is, don't negotiate with yourself. Monitor your thoughts. Ask yourself if ask yourself when things get tough, when things get challenging, whether it's a workout or whether it's something in business or something in your personal life, maybe it's a relationship, do you default to be like, it's okay, let's push it off, or I won't fully go all out here? So if you've made a promise to yourself that you're going to eat cleaner, are you saying, you know what, it's just one meal? This can apply to so many different areas of our lives. So don't negotiate with yourself. Number two is dealing with fear. You know, one particular podcast, a gentleman asked him, he says, you know, how do you, we all have, kind of the way he framed it, and I'm paraphrasing, he's like, we all have baggage. You know, we all come with things from our past, our childhood experiences. How do you not allow fear to stop you? You know, and he even like alluded to a game-winning shot that Kobe hit years ago in a very, very important game in the playoffs, or him going to the foul line. And he says, how do you not, you know, you got millions and millions of people watching you. How do you not let fear paralyze you, essentially? And what he went on to share was really a formula for dealing with fear. And I want to just share that with you here. Number one, he said that fear comes and goes. Emotions come and go. The first thing that he does, this is his way of dealing with it, is he stops and he recognizes it for what it is. And he slows time down. Another way of saying it is you collapse time by just stopping and recognizing it for what it is. And he said, you know, he shared some stories about how a lot of his teammates and even, you know, Kobe at a younger age would kind of get paralyzed by the fear and would want to run away from it and say, well, it's not good to feel this nervousness, or it's not good to fear this. And he said, BS, it's perfectly healthy to fear it and recognize it instead of running away from it and letting it stop you, or kind of just doing it not at 100% because you're afraid of the outcome. You know, say, screw it. Like, yes, I'm nervous. Yes, this is going on in my life. Yes, I'm faced with this. And almost like be with it. Like, I think he even used the words like hug the fear, embrace it, recognize it for what it is, and face it head on. And then start to the third and final step of this like formula for dealing with fear is start to unpack what's going on in the situation. And he shared how, you know, a couple seconds left, he gets fouled, he goes to the foul line, they're down by two. You know, he sinks these two, they win. He makes one, they tie and possibly go into overtime. He doesn't make any, they lose. And he's like, just unpack what's going on. Like, okay, what's the worst that can happen? I missed these free throws. We lose the game. Maybe I let my teammates down. Okay, well, have we ever lost a game before? Yes. Have I ever let my teammates down? You know, yes, chances are you have. And so what? They're still there. So what? There's another opportunity. So start to recognize that fear, that there's an acronym, and he didn't say this, but I'm throwing this in here. You know, it's the acronym false evidence appearing real. Understand that what's asking yourself, what's the worst that can happen, I think really frames it and puts things in perspective. So number one, don't negotiate yourself. Number two, recognize the fear for what it is. Slow down, you know, stop, almost collapse the time. Face it by embracing it, by hugging the fear, and then unpacking, going through a process of unpacking the fear and realizing that what's the worst that can happen, right? And then just doing it, not caring about what people think. Like, it's not about you. So don't, like, just stop getting in your way, get out of your head. And people aren't so much worried about you. People got so much going on in their lives that don't be so insecure. And that's something that, you know, I've dealt with that as a challenge at times. I think we can all relate to that. And number three, it's more of a quote, but they're words to live by. You know, tough times don't last, tough people do. Tough times don't last, tough people do. So constantly work on yourself. I commend you. Part of what you're doing by listening to this podcast is working on yourself. If you're listening to this, you're a tough person. Recognize that whatever season in life you're going through, tough times don't last, tough people do. So just wanted to share that with you. Can't thank you enough for taking the time to listen to this podcast. I appreciate you. I thank you. And I look forward to hopping back on another podcast. We will talk soon. Take care. I just said we will talk soon. We will talk soon. Take care. Have a great one. This show is sponsored by Ascend, our in-house assembly of success-minded people, business owners, and entrepreneurs actively collaborating together to ascend our businesses to new heights while also experiencing truly happier, more fulfilling lives at the same time. We believe it's not an either or, but you can truly have both ends. It's the unique and rare combination of mastermind coaching and community that makes Ascend so special. But it's definitely not for everyone. If you're an entrepreneur who's looking for more than your typical mastermind or coaching, and you think these things can help you accelerate your ascension from where you are today to where you want to go, while living a more meaningful and rewarding life in the process, then you can head over to ascendyoursuccess.com, click the application button, and we'll go from there.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.